News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
This is the WSJM Week in Review podcast for the week ending June 2nd, 2017. I'm Michael Arning. Topping our news, Elliot Uzalak will remain the head football coach at Benton Harbor High School. WSJM's Andrew Green gives us the update.
The Board of Education voted last night to keep him in the position while also reprimanding him and ordering cultural sensitivity training for all coaches after some controversy last month involving a text Coach Uzalak wrote about a student. Remarking on a picture of the student posing in front of a hot rod with a stack of cash, the coach asked, quote, how much drugs did he sell to rent that? He apologized and trustees are willing to move on. Superintendent Dr. Shelley Walker.
The board, acting on behalf of its community, deemed that it is in the best interest of the students that Coach Uzalak continue the work that he has proven is great for children.
A group of coaches and parents praised the work the coach has done to turn around Benton Harbor football and also the impact he's had on the kids, saying he's taught them to be responsible. All the coaches now will have to receive cultural sensitivity training. Andrew Green reporting.
St. Joseph's Department of Public Safety implementing a variety of changes to parking and traffic management downtown for the suburb. Director Brian Urich telling us he thinks the biggest change is the addition of new parking at Lions Park Beach.
We took the entire top part of Lions Beach and we've created that basically a one-way. And because of that, we are able to add about 55 parking spots on the upper part of Lions Park Drive.
We've also made the street in front of Silver Beach County Park one-way. There's a left turn signal at Park and Lake Street that can be turned on when sensors in the road detect a high traffic volume. Some have wondered if that's going to cause traffic headaches somewhere else. Urich tells us that's why the summer plan is flexible.
Our focus is to pilot new programs this summer. It's to look at what's working, and then at the conclusion of the summer, we'll look at, okay, what worked, what didn't work, and move forward from there.
He'll be holding a public meeting next month to get the public's input. He's also focused on quality of life issues, telling us there'll be more officers on patrol downtown, some of them on bikes. Two people in jail after being caught with a loaded gun at the Berrien County Courthouse on Tuesday. Undersheriff Chuck Hite telling us it happened early as the two were trying to get in.
A male and female were entering the courthouse and there was a semi-automatic pistol found in the purse of the individual. And upon being found during our normal x-ray procedures, the male simply attempted to grab it back and flee from the courthouse.
Both suspects are from Wyoming outside of Grand Rapids. They were caught by deputies as they tried to run away. He tells us normal jail security was enough to prevent the situation from getting out of hand. 40-year-old Arnelda Jackson and 37-year-old Molly Jackson are now facing charges. They were headed into the courthouse for charges he was facing for possessing counterfeit money. That case is now on hold. The U.S. this week joining a select group of countries rejecting the Paris Global Climate Pact. President Trump making the announcement Thursday at the White House. Congressman Fred Upton does not agree with the president's move.
Got to have China and India. And this agreement put monitors there. For us to join only the countries of Syria and Nicaragua and not being a signatory, I don't think that's the signal that we want to send to the rest of the world.
Upton tells us he's proud of how the U.S., with the help of the Paris Agreement, has been reducing greenhouse gas emissions over the past 2 years. Benton Harbor Public Safety putting out a call. People help them out trying to identify a suspect in a shooting. Put out some surveillance video taken just before that May 18th shooting at the corner of Main and McCord. Struggling to identify the suspects, Dondrell Blackmore was wounded in the shooting that evening at M&M Garage, which he owns. Footage shows two men walking up to the area just before shots were fired. We do have that video up at WSJM.com. Anyone with information asked to call Crime Stoppers or Benton Harbor Public Safety. Home sales remain hot in Southwest Michigan. The Association of Realtors telling our newsroom sales in April up 15% over April of last year. The average selling price also higher by 15%. Association Executive Alan Jeffries says there are several reasons.
Well, I just think there was a bunch of pent-up demand from buyers. I think there's buyers out there that wanted to buy. They had to wait for some reason, whether it was save up down payments or just wait for the market to do what it needed to do. I think that helped a lot. And interest rates, they're still great.
It tells us 10% of the homes sold in April were foreclosures. That's the lowest percentage since 2009. In fact, in April of that year, 54% of the homes sold were foreclosures. Tells us the region is doing even better on average than the rest of the country. Is a U.S. Senate run in the cards for Congressman Fred Upton? Michael Patrick Shields put that question to the St. Joe Republican earlier on Michigan's Big Show.
You know, we don't have a timetable. I'm flattered that people are talking about me. A lot of people have encouraged me to run, frankly.
Upton says he's not worried about fundraising, saying he's proven he can bring in the money needed to run such a campaign. Republicans are trying to find a candidate who can possibly knock off incumbent Democrat Debbie Stabenow, who so far has held off all GOP challengers since moving from the U.S. House to the Senate in 2000. beavers are causing problems in Van Buren County. Causing flooding, actually. Van Buren County Drain Commissioner Joe Parman telling us there's been an increasing number of incidents in which the beavers are building their dams near county drains.
They caused backup of water into farm fields. They flooded roads, driveways, properties, woods, pretty much flooding everywhere.
Parman tells us the problem has been much worse in recent years because the prices for beaver fur are greatly down, so people aren't hunting them as much. Notice they had to remove 45 beavers from 17 locations last year, and due to state law, they can't just move them. They have to be put down. Parman asks people who see beaver dams to notify the drain commission so crews can go check them out. Emerging technology on mobility will be good for the state's economy. That, according to Governor Snyder, speaking at the Mackinac Policy Conference. But he also says the technology is going to help a lot of people.
If we have autonomous intelligent vehicles working well, it opens up a whole new world for people with disabilities, back to hidden talents. It opens up a whole new world for our seniors in terms of ways to get to places that they may not have that mobility, that flexibility anymore. It opens up a whole new world to economically disadvantaged people.
Education and priorities for the state are also among other topics discussed by the governor. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly now calling for a part-time state legislature, a move that caught current lawmakers a bit off guard. House Democratic leader Sam Singh of East Lansing doesn't think it's a good idea. It says for Kelly to try to position himself as the anti-establishment gubernatorial candidate is a bit disingenuous.
The lieutenant governor's been in his position for 6.5 years. We haven't heard a peep about that during that 6.5 years. And to me, it's a more of a political gimmick.
House Speaker Tom Leonard, though, is open to the idea.
Yes, in concept, I support the idea of a part-time legislature. So it's certainly something I have supported since I've been here. I can get behind, and I think we ought to do.
Kelly wants to cut lawmaker pay to be equal to that teachers earn and eliminate retirement benefits and lifelong health insurance for lawmakers. He has not yet announced he's seeking the Republican nomination for governor in 2018, but it is expected he will do so. And lastly, deaths on Michigan roads over the Memorial Day weekend trending higher. Michigan State Police Special Lieutenant Jim Flegel telling us that 8 people were killed over the Memorial Day weekend in crashes. Lack of seatbelt use was involved in some of those.
There were 4 of the victims were not using their seatbelts. It just takes that couple extra seconds to buckle up your seatbelt, and who knows, it may have changed. They might not be planning funerals this year, and those people could be alive.
Flegel tells us 1 deadly crash involved alcohol, 2 involved motorcycles, most were on the east side of the state. He's asking everybody to remember to buckle up, slow down, put away your cell phone behind the wheel. And that's a look at the week that was the first week of June. Partially in 2017. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.